read again from God's Word, turning to the Old Testament and to Genesis chapter 18, reading from verse 1 and reading the first 15 verses. And then we turn over to chapter 21 and read verses 1 to 7. Once again, our study of God's Word comes from the life of Abraham. Genesis chapter 18 and verse 1. And the Lord appeared to him, that is to Abraham, by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth and said, O Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree, while I make a morsel of bread, that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on, since you have come to your servant. So they said, Do as you have said. And Abraham went quickly into the tent to Sarah and said, Quick, three seahs of fine flour, knead it, and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to a young man who prepared it quickly. Then he took curds and milk, and the calf that had been prepared, and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, Where is Sarah your wife? And he said, She's in the tent. The Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent door behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in years. The way of woman had ceased to be with Sarah. And so Sarah laughed to herself, saying, After I am worn out, and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure? The Lord said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh and say, Shall I indeed bear a child, now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you about this time next year, and Sarah shall have a son. But Sarah denied it, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. He said, No, but you did laugh. Turning to chapter 21 now, just the first 7 verses. The Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did to Sarah as he had promised. And Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham called the name of his son who was born to him, whom Sarah bore him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. And Sarah said, God has made laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh over me. And she said, Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age. We end there at that 7th verse. May God bless to us this reading from his truth. I want you to turn with me, please, to the passage that we read from Genesis chapter 18. And I want you to look with me at this question that the Lord asked of Abraham and his wife. It's in Genesis chapter 18, and it's the 14th verse. It's a very direct question. It's a very important question. It's a very searching question. Genesis 18 and verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? As we think about the world in which we are placed this evening, we think about, I'm sure, different problems that seem to be multiplying in the world. Financial problems, troubles in the Middle East, famine in Africa, war continuing in Iraq and Afghanistan. And sometimes, as we look out on our world, we are almost driven to despair, the way things seem to be going. When will the tide turn, we ask. But what about our own personal situation this evening? I don't know what trials or challenges or problems you may be facing. Is there a word of encouragement? Is there a promise from the Lord for you, for me, this evening? And I believe it's here. This word that the Lord gave to Sarah, even though at the time she was laughing in disbelief. And the Lord said to her, is anything too hard for the Lord? It's a question that demands an answer from us as well as from Abraham and Sarah. God puts this question to you and to me this evening in our circumstances. He asks us pointedly, directly, is there any problem in this world? Or is there any problem in your life? Is there any difficulty that you are having to face that is too hard for the Lord? Can you imagine any circumstances that God cannot control? Can you imagine anything that He cannot do? Perhaps you're saying, how can I live for the Lord among so many non-Christian friends, neighbors, workmates, friends at school? So I don't know what you're thinking about this evening, or what is concerning you. But I want to leave you with this word, and I want you to take this word with you. Is anything too hard for the Lord? I want just to break down this text into four headings briefly this evening. First of all, we consider the problem. And that's in those two words, too hard. You see, that's what Sarah was really saying as she thought about her circumstances and as she thought about the promise that God had given, and they'd waited and waited and waited and nothing had happened, and now she's saying, it's too hard. It's just impossible. It's impossible that God could keep His promise. It's impossible that God could give us a son. And now the Lord is saying there in verse 10, the waiting is over. Next year, you will have a son. Good news. But what was her response? We read there, she laughed to herself and she said, will I really have a son? Is this really going to happen? No. Because it's too hard. I wonder this evening, brothers and sisters in Christ, do we ever say that? Or maybe your problem is that you know the gospel and you marvel at the grace of God that was shown in Christ's death on the cross for sinners like you, but you cannot believe it's really for you. And maybe you're asking, would God really accept me if I came to Him even this evening? Would He really forgive me? And Satan whispers in your ear and he says, no, it's too hard. And what I want to say is anything too hard for the Lord? Maybe your concern this evening is for your loved ones. Those who are not yet believers. You've prayed for them. And as you think about them, it breaks your heart. And maybe you've become despondent. And you've begun to think, nothing's going to change. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Or maybe there's some particular problem in your life. And you've prayed about it, that it might change. But nothing seems to change. You've come near to despair. And you're saying it's too hard. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Whatever your concern is this evening, is that the way you feel? It's too hard. That's the problem. Secondly, this evening, we look at the person in our text. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Remember who is speaking here. It's the Lord. It's the one who created this world out of nothing. It's the one who holds this vast universe in the hollow of his hands. It's the one who made the promise of salvation. On the very day our first parents sinned and rebelled, it's the one who has put his plan of salvation into operation. Even when he called Abraham to know him and become the father of all who will trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And Abraham was far from perfect. There were many faults and many failings. And yet in spite of all of that, here we find in this 18th chapter, God has not abandoned his servant. Then we notice very carefully the actual one who is speaking here. You remember there were three men that Abraham welcomed into his tent. And so here is one who has human form, and yet he's referred to as the Lord. Is this not a pre-incarnate appearance of none other than our Lord Jesus Christ himself? It was not too hard a thing for the second person of the Trinity to appear in human form and talk to Abraham and Sarah. And it was not too hard a thing for him to take on human form and be born as a little baby in Bethlehem. You remember Mary's reaction when she heard the news that she too would give birth to an even more special baby than Sarah's. What did she say? The Lord has kept his promise to Abraham. And you remember when the angel explained to her about the virgin birth. And the angel said, "Nothing is impossible with God." And you remember Mary's response, "I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said." So Mary was really saying, well, if the Lord has promised, there is nothing too hard for the Lord. And so we must remember the person who gives us the promise that nothing is too hard. And we must respond with Paul. "He who spared not his own son, but gave him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things that we need?" Is anything too hard for the Lord? But perhaps someone is saying, is this really true? Can my situation be changed? Can my prayers be answered? This brings us, thirdly, to the power. The power. Look at that word, anything. Anything. Is anything too hard for the Lord? It's a very broad and a very inclusive word, is it not? It's like a trump card for all our doubts. And doubt will ask, but what about this particular thing? And faith will reply, anything. Is anything too hard for the Lord? You remember how Christ exhorted his disciples, if you ask anything in my name. And do you remember Christ's encounter with the demon-possessed boy and his father? You remember how the father came and all the burden of his concern for his son. And any father here will understand just a little of how this man felt. And he fell down before Jesus. And he said, "If you can do anything, please take pity on us and help us." And you remember what Jesus said to that man? "Why do you say, if you can do anything?" Anything is possible for the one who believes. Is anything too hard for the Lord? You will remember the immediate response of that father. "I do believe. But please help me overcome my unbelief." And should that not also be our prayer? We need to confess our unbelief. We need to say, "Lord, it's true. I've come to think that nothing is going to change in my situation. I've come to believe that that person for whom I have prayed is not going to change. But Lord, will you help me overcome my unbelief? And help me to really believe nothing is too hard for you." So was it too hard a thing for Sarah to have a baby at her age? We read in chapter 21, verse 1. "The Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he had promised. And he did for her what he had promised. She did bear a son, at the very time God had promised. And she said, God has brought me laughter. Not the laughter of scorn and doubt and derision, but the laughter of true joy." Do we really believe a time is coming when we will look back on our troubles and laugh for joy? God is sovereign. He will do His work. He will build His church. He will keep His people. He will bring them to their eternal home. And one day we will look back and we will say, why did I fret so much? Why did I worry so much? Look how all things have worked together for good. He has done all things well. There was a purpose in everything that He allowed into my life. I couldn't see it then, but now I understand. This is His power. So we've seen the problem when we say something's too hard. But we've seen the person, the Lord. We've seen the power. Anything. And that leaves just one more thing this evening. Finally, the personal application. Is anything too hard? And you'll have noticed with me that this text doesn't come to us as a statement. It comes to us with a question. It comes to us with a challenge. And it's a challenge we must all face this evening. It's a question we must all answer. God challenges us. Is anything too hard for the Lord? In other words, are you going to give up on me? And are you going to say, no, it is too hard? Or else are you going to go forward in faith and say, no, nothing is too hard for the Lord. I will trust and not be afraid. He can take care of me. He will take care of me. He will meet my need. He will answer my prayers. He is able to transform my situation of need. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Thousand times, no. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank You for this challenge that sounds out to us again this evening. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Lord, help us not to lose heart. Help us, Lord, as we run the race, not to grow weary and lose heart and say it's too hard. We thank You that You are the Lord, the sovereign God, the one who has entered into covenant with Your people through our covenant head, the Lord Jesus Christ. You love Your children. Loving Father, You made provision for them through the death of Your dear Son, that they might be reconciled to You and be with You in eternity. And we thank You for Your power. Forgive us, Lord, for doubting Your power. When we think back on this first day of the week to what happened at Calvary and what happened on the third day, Christ was raised from the dead by Your power. Lord, You have broken the power of death. You have robbed death of its sting and the grave of its victory. We thank You, O Lord, that You are able to do for us far beyond all we could ask or even think. Lord, your power is great. We bow before you, the sovereign God. Grant, loving Father, that we might prove your power in our own lives. Hear us, Lord, as we come to you in all our need this evening. Hear the quiet requests of our hearts, Lord, as we cast all our cares upon you, the one who cares for us. Bless your children in this place. Lead them forward, O Lord, into more days of blessing in the days that lie ahead. Take us now, Lord, to our homes in safety. Bless us in our homes and in our work for you in the week that lies ahead. May we remember, O Lord, nothing is too hard for you. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.